Thursday, December 17th, 2020. Opening call to prayer and praise. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn. O come, thou key of David, come.
And open wide your heavenly home.
Make safe the path to endless day.
To hell's destruction, close the way.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
A morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us the desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 89. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Then you spoke in a vision to your faithful one and said, I have set the crown on one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall always remain with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. And in my name, his horn shall be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people.
The word today is from Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 4. In the past, God spoke through the prophets to our ancestors in many times and in many ways. In these final days, though, he spoke to us through a son. God made his son the heir of everything and created the world through him. The son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being. He maintains everything with his powerful message. After he carried out the cleansing of people from their sins, he sat down at the right side of the highest majesty. when the sum became so much greater than the other messengers, such as angels, that he received a more important title than theirs. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our commemoration today is John Stuart. Born of free blacks in 1786, John Stuart remained in his native state of Virginia until the age of 21. When he left home to move to Ohio, Stuart began his long and difficult personal journey through a spiritual wilderness. Robbed of all his possessions, dependent on alcohol, and alternately dissolute and remorseful, he finally became so despondent that he wanted to end his life. As he contemplated death, he thought he heard a voice call his name. He saw no one, but was able to turn back and begin his process of conversation. Stuart attended nearby Methodist camp and prayer meetings, and he entered a period of deep reflection. While in private prayer, he again thought he heard a voice, this time directing him to declare my counsel faithfully. For a time, he struggled against the call and finally fell ill. Confronting death once again, he vowed to commit himself to mission work among the Indians and to follow his calling to the Northwest. With neither money nor credentials, Stuart began work among the Wyandot Indians of Ohio in the winter of 1816. Faced with strong resistance by the Wyandots, envious accusations by other Christians, and recurring charges by dishonest whites that he was a runaway slave, Stuart persevered with courage and determination. The Quarterly Conference licensed the missionary pioneer in 1818, and the following year, the Ohio Conference established an official mission to the Wyandots. By the time he died in 1823, Stuart had converted numerous Wyandots and had been adopted into their nation. The Collect, John Stuart. Strong Word of God, by whom the world was created, in whom the world is redeemed. Always send forth heralds like John Stuart to bear the good news that your saving way may be made known in every place and time, in every land and to every people. And for your sake and for the sake of the world. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
prayers for strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
For the absent, O God, whose fatherly care reaches to the uttermost parts of the earth, we humbly pray you graciously behold and bless them whom we love, now absent from us. Defend them from all dangers of the soul and body, and grant that both they and we, drawing nearer to you, may be bound together by your love in the communion of your Holy Spirit and in the fellowship of your saints, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for the beauty of the earth. We give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of earth and sky and sea, for the riches of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Collect of the Week. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our concluding prayer for today. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Our blessing. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Amen.
Amen.